What is up, you guys? Welcome back to this week's episode of Gals on the Go podcast.
You just said that differently.
I did. Oh my gosh. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
It's Danielle.
And Brooke. Welcome back. Welcome back.
It's a good day for a good day.
It is. It's sunny outside. It's been raining for the past few days, and now it's, like, bright and, like, beautiful and, like, happy.
Happy. Cozy.
Good vibes.
Good vibes.
So we're excited to be back with you guys today. We kind of have a lot of ground to cover just because we have a few months of ground to cover.
A few months of surface area. Yeah, no. Today's episode's going to be fun. We're going to be talking. It's going to be more of a conversational one because we are always reaching out to you guys, asking what you guys want us to talk about, hear, see, do, all the fun stuff. I don't really know what I'm saying right now. We're losing it.
Yeah.
And a lot of you guys said you love when we just talk and do a conversational vibe podcast. That's what this week's episode is going to be. So this is the one for you. We're going to be talking about our plans for the summer. We also opened up the floor for questions. So at the end of this episode, we're going to do a ton of listener Q&A.
And all of that good stuff. So thank you guys for tuning in today. And yeah, how's your week been?
My week's been great. I've had such a random week. Like, just like between studying for finals and like trying to like have fun with all my friends before we go back. Like, I'm sure you can say the same. I saw yesterday you guys, or the other day you guys bought like a kiddie pool. That is so off-brand for Brooke.
I know. No, we didn't feel like going to, like, the big pool with everybody because a lot of apartment complexes and things here have pools, but we live in a house, so we don't have one, but we didn't feel like texting our friends to be like, hey, can we come use your pool? So we were like, we literally went to Dollar General, bought a kiddie pool, and, like...
So funny. Like, why we're not just go to the random pool? Day.
No, because we were like, we just wanted to tan on our front lawn. But it's been really, really, really nice weather outside, so we've just been... Well, it was nice weather then, I guess, and then it rained, like, for the past few days, so we're just trying to soak it all in, soak in the last few moments of being here.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's really fun.
What about you? What's your final schedule like? I don't even know.
I just have one more. I already finished three, and I've got my grades back. We're chilling.
Oh,
it's my best
semester
yet.
Oh, great. That's so exciting.
I just have my hardest exam ever on Wednesday. Oh, okay. Microeconomics. Well, not my... It's going to be the hardest out of all of them.
Gotcha.
So that's going to be the grind tomorrow. Today's Sunday as we're recording this. The grind is going to start on Monday and Tuesday. And then my mom flies in on Friday to kind of help me pack, hang out.
On Wednesday she flies in.
Yeah, Wednesday. And
you just said Friday.
Did I?
Losing your mind.
Oh my God, help. Early already. Yeah, she's coming on Wednesday, and then we're leaving Friday to drive back to Tampa for the summer, which
is crazy. So exciting. Are you picking her up at the airport, or she's going to be a little shuttle?
I am a sweet daughter. Yes, she's probably listening to this right now at the airport, because she's flying on Wednesday. So, hey, Mom, hope the gate's well.
A true gal on the go.
She's probably got her Starbucks sitting at the gate coming to Atlanta.
She's such a sweetie. I love Michelle.
Such a sweetie. Oh, so maybe I'll see.
My mom gets here on Thursday.
Oh, we'll be around.
Brad. Yeah.
That's so... Yeah, Brooke graduates legit on Friday.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that so wild?
That's very wild.
It's so weird because, like, I don't have any plans for graduation weekend. All of the places that do accept reservations are full already, so...
Really?
Yeah, so it's going to be a risky move, but we're just going to go to dinner, like, really, really early, and then I actually have graduation ceremonies legit all day Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be a long one. There's so many people. Do they announce each name?
At the Terry graduation, they did, like, the business school.
Oh, okay, so there's two.
Yeah, so there's, like, your major and then, like, the other one. So the major one starts at 2, but I have to be there at 12:45, so that's... And then the other one at night, I'm pretty sure it's at... I think I have to be there at 5, starts at 6, maybe.
And that's for all of, like, UGA, like, for your whole...
Yeah, and that grade. One, they just have you stand up by class, like, it, I mean, by,
oh,
like...
Good.
Terry stands up, you know what I mean? It's...
Oh,
oh yeah, yeah,
good,
yeah.
They don't read off... Okay.
They do, like, fireworks and stuff, that's super cute. I'm excited.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm gonna cry.
I know, I'm emo. Actually, when you, it's so, like, full circle, because when you get into Georgia, like, if you get accepted, and you pull, yeah, and you pull up the page, and it's, like, fireworks and super cute, so.
It is full circle. Oh, my God, that just gave me the chills.
I know.
I remember seeing those fireworks when I opened my acceptance.
Yeah.
That's so crazy to think about.
Yeah, that it's actually come full circle.
Full circle, baby.
I love fireworks.
Fireworks are so magical. Like, I can't wait for the 4th of July. It's just like you just look up and you feel like you're in a movie.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't have any plans for 4th of July, but we'll get into the summer plans.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about our summer plans. Kind of take you guys... We've talked about them briefly on our videos and the podcast, but we just thought it'd be fun to kind of go through it all, chat along the way, and just kind of...
Just hit it.
Hit it, because we're gals on the go.
Yeah, let's get it. Who doesn't love a tasty smoothie in the morning? The problem is, it's easy to get stuck on autopilot making the same smoothies every day. And even the best smoothies can start to get boring and predictable. So why not mix things up a little with frozen Dole Craft smoothie blends? They do all the hard work for you, pairing only the most delicious fruits together into unique blends. Like taking a typical banana and berry smoothie and mixing it up with mangoes and refreshing limes and kiwis. Or you could treat yourself to a sip of paradise with the strawberry watermelon blend with delicious coconut. The best part is they're all born to be blended. Each bag is perfectly proportioned with fruit that's frozen to lock in all those nutrients and flavor. And every piece is already washed and cut. So all you have to do is fill up your blender with one of the single serving bags, add some coconut water, and then blend for an exciting smoothie. Dole Craft Smoothie Blends. Find them in your frozen aisle. But first, I think that we should start with the highlights and lowlights.
Let's do it. Highlights and
lowlights. Okay, So, my lowlight is actually... my highlights and lowlights are kind of meshing into one. It's probably, like, I'm so excited for graduation to see my family, and, like, I really miss my family, but I think that that's definitely a lowlight, just because, obviously, that's all going to be this week. At this time, we're recording this on Sunday. At this time next week, I will be in the car going back to New York, like, saying goodbye to all my friends. Like, it's just reality is, like, hitting really fast. I know I talk about that in every episode, because it's like, oh, I'm about to graduate, and, like, everyone, oh, my gosh, should we just say it? Everyone's like, what's happening to the podcast? I think we get that question asked the most.
It is just going to thrive even more.
It's not stopping.
No. Like, no. We wouldn't have started it in the same year that we'd be stopping it.
Yeah.
Like, we just signed with Podcast One. Like, we're just getting started.
Oh, yeah. So, we'll be doing... Don't worry. Like, we have a software on our computer that will allow us to do it, like, remotely. But then also, like, we are going to, like, make trips to each other. And, like, I'll be in a city. You'll be... You know what I mean? I was thinking this summer, you'll be in New York. You'll be able to interview people. Like, I'll be in Boston. I can interview people.
Yeah.
Like,
and we're going to Greece together for 10 days. Oh, spoiler alert. yeah, like, we're going to be together a lot. Like, I'm just not worried. I'm going to come visit you in Boston over the fall. Like, I'm just not worried. Like, we're gas on the go. That's what this podcast is all about.
I know. We make it work. Yeah, so I'm not really too worried about it either. But, yeah, definitely graduating is, like, a highlight and a low light because obviously happy to be done. But at the same time, it's like... I don't know how I feel about it. It's like, even taking... Danielle took our grad pics. Yes. That was so fun.
Oh, that was really fun. Yeah. I should have made that my highlight. Yeah, that was really fun.
That'll be my highlight.
We woke up at 9 a.m. and we met. It's like crazy. Like the last few weeks, every senior ever is taking their senior photos. And there's like all these specific spots. Like
the Arch, the Bell, North Campus. There's just like typical like UGA spots, basically.
But like there's legit lines. Like I was walking to class or like to a final, and like you just see literally lines of girls in red dresses, like with champagne bottles and their photographer ready to like take their photos. It's funny. But we went on the perfect day. It was 9 a.m. No one was there. We had the Arch all to ourselves. I took pictures of Brooke and her friend, Maddie, and it was just so much fun.
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
Oh, I had a blast.
But even, like, taking the pictures in the cap and gown, like, it still hasn't really, like, hit me yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it won't hit me until I, like, don't see you for, like next semester. Yeah.
I know. I actually got, that's a little bit too. I hung out with my, like, fam, my, like, sorority fam, and they were, like, what really hit me was, like, we don't know college without you.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, that is so weird.
I said that to you the other day. Yeah. Remember? Like, I don't know college without you. I don't know KD without you. Like, my heart. Like my big sis. My heart is breaking.
It's so sweet. But, I mean, who knows where everybody will end up, though. Yeah. So that's the cool thing about it is that, like, maybe our paths will align later.
Okay. I'm not worried at all.
So you're low light.
My low light. I had to look. Oh, I've just been perpetually tired. I'm just chugging coffee right now. Brooks and Angel and brought us Starbucks this morning before recording. And I'm just like letting it be because I know when I go home for summer, like I just like it's so nice and you can just relax. But right now I'm just perpetually tired because it's like I know Brooke can agree. It's like you're trying to like be with your friends and like do everything before we go home for the summer. But then you're also like, oh, I have finals. And then you're also like, I do need alone time. And then it's just,
yeah, it's like finals. Packing is a whole separate entity. Reorganizing, especially when you move every single year. Like it is like it's a lot.
I'm trying not to move. Like I'm really hoping that Delaney and I's apartment is just amazing next year. And then we just stay in there for
Yeah, because moving really takes a toll.
It takes it out of you. Yeah. My mom is like coming up, like I said, but she's like, can you please have a lot done? And I'm like, I can try, but I do have a final on Wednesday morning and then I'm coming straight to the airport to get you, but I will attempt.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that. I moved from, it literally made no sense my moving structure because I moved from like the sorority house to studying abroad to an apartment that was furnished to a non-furnished house. So it's like,
That's crazy.
Yeah, moving takes it out of you.
Wait, are you taking any furniture with you to your new apartment? Yeah, I'm taking it all.
So
your bed, and then what, you have a desk, a dresser.
Yeah, I have like,
you have a lot of furniture.
Exactly. So I was gonna sell it all, but since I'm starting work so soon, a little spoiler, it's coming up, we're moving it all. My dad is going to drive the truck with all the furniture in it, and my mom and I will take my car. We're driving back to New York in two separate cars.
Are you guys doing like a U-Haul?
Yeah, like we're gonna rent a U-Haul.
Wow.
Yeah, it just makes sense. Like, why would I sell my furniture just to buy new furniture again?
Yeah, especially if you're happy with the furniture you have.
Furniture is so, like, oh my god, moving when you're an adult is, like, a lot.
No, I know. That's why I love my apartment. It's furnished, so, and I know that's, like, that's just because we live in a college town, and, like, a lot of apartments know to do that.
Uh-huh. So I'm just, no, like, it's so smart. That was, at the Mark, it was, yeah, that's my old really apartment. Nice. It was furnished as well.
Yeah, that's really nice.
So, highlights.
Oh, highlights. Yeah, sorry, I'm just getting, Brooke is just keeping me on track today. Yeah. Highlights.
Obviously done with school, so that's amazing.
Yeah, you're, like, literally already done, right?
Yeah, I turned in everything. Like, I took a video. Actually, I was meeting with my group, and I took a video of when we, like, emailed in our final assignment.
Oh,
I was
that's
like,
cute.
Because it feels so, like, it feels really good. Yeah. It's,
your very last school assignment ever.
Yeah. I've talked about it before that I get, like, it's hard for my brain to shut off. Like, if school always exists, like, I told you, like, I get, like, not night terrors about it, but I'll, like, wake up and be like, I forgot to turn something in.
You're just gonna do that with work now.
Stop. Don't say it.
Don't worry.
Oh my
God. No, it's different though, because work, it's like you're just there for, like, during the day when you go home. I don't think
my job isn't gonna be the type of thing where it continues. Like,
that's so good.
When I, like, leave, I don't have to keep working, you know. As far as I know, it's like, you know, you can't really work unless you're not in the, you know, yeah, you have no, to be in the office. So, it feels really relieving. I haven't gotten, like, my grades back for that class yet, but I think our project went really well. That was for my marketing capstone.
Yay.
So, yay.
Oh, that's so good. Yay. I'm happy for you.
And you?
My highlights and lows have been, like, the same for the last 3 weeks. I do apologize. But my highlight is okay, this is going to sound weird, but it's starting to feel like summer, and not even in the sense of, like, yeah, school's almost over. Like, yesterday, I don't even know, this is so random, but my friends and I, it was, like, raining, and we watched the new Ted Bundy movie on Netflix.
Did you like
it? It was really, really good.
I've heard mixed.
The only thing, they never showed him actually doing anything, which, I mean, I'm not mad about. Like, I don't want to see all the violence or anything, but yeah. It made you, you know, you don't ever see him doing anything, so you're like, oh, he's innocent, but he's, like, not.
Yeah.
Obviously. It's very interesting. And it was interesting having Zac Efron as the lead, but I was really into the movie personally, but, like, half my friends there were, like, on their phones, and then half of us were into it, so it just, like, depends. But we, like, watched a movie, it was, like, thundering, and it doesn't thunder all the time here, so when it does, I don't know. I have this, like, feeling from when I was younger as a child, because I'm, like, from Florida, like, where it was, like, the summer, and we'd go to the beach, you eat your PB&J, and you're, like, all sunny, and then you see the clouds start to come over the beach, and you, like,
that's
go
such
inside.
A Florida thing. You're so Florida. Oh,
I don't know. I think some people can relate. And, like, you shower, and you're just sitting in your house, like, and it's raining, and you put on Disney Channel, and you're just, like, so happy. Yesterday, I went to Chipotle after we watched a movie, and it was, like, raining, and it felt summery out. I don't know how to explain it. Now.
Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. So, I don't know. And it's just, like, people have been having pool parties, and it's just, like, I'm as sad as I am to, like, go home and, like, I'm going to miss everybody. Like, I think summer's going to be really good for all of us.
I think so, too.
For the both of us.
Yeah, you always have, like, lit summers, I feel like, too, so.
Last summer was, it's going to be hard to top last summer. I did a lot last summer.
Yeah, you were traveling. So, you're a true gal on the go last summer.
I can't wait to, like, do, like, summer videos again. Like, mm-hmm. So many people have been commenting on my videos, like, your videos seem so repetitive lately, and you're not consistent. I'm like, I am still posting twice a week during finals. Like, I don't know what
to
tell you.
What else
I'm
I
trying
do?
My
yeah.
best. Sorry, I'm not trying to, like, complain. But, like, when I say I'm so excited for summer videos, like, I don't know. I'm really trying, like, this summer, like, about me and just, like, well, every summer should be about you and just kind of, like, building yourself up.
Completely agree.
We're going to do an episode, I think, next week about how to be productive over the summer, so get ready for that.
Get hype.
But I think it'll just be good for us.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to talk to you guys really briefly about FabFitFun. You guys know we're always really into that. If you guys haven't tried it, it's a seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. The box I received is absolutely amazing. I'm quite literally obsessed with it. I still am obsessed with this lotion that we talked about last week. I put it on every day, and it lingers, and it smells so good. there's so many great brands like Tarte, Kate Somerville, Anthropologie, Free People, Dr. Brandt, and that's just the beginning of it. So don't miss out because they do sell out fast. So just go to fabfitfun.com and use the code GALS10 so you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. Again, that's fabfitfun.com and use the code GALS10. You deserve to treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
So speaking of... So speaking of treat yourself, let's talk about some of our current faves.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
Okay. We both are apparently TV gals these days.
I am a TV gal these days.
When I get into a show, I become like a big TV gal.
No, yeah, you have to be into a show. But it's so nice, like when you're doing something, you just want to get your mind off of your own life.
Completely agree.
It's so nice.
My brain operates in two different ways, though. Like, if I don't have like a favorite TV show, then I'm really into YouTube. Like, I'm like always watching YouTube.
I haven't been watching YouTube lately. Really? I know you haven't. Or are you back on your grind again?
With watching?
YouTube, yeah.
Because I've been watching Netflix. So, yeah. I go, like, I have like two waves. It's like, I can't really watch.
And I just got a Hulu.
Yeah, you know you're on the Hulu gang.
Gang gang. There's some new shows on there. Like, they took Desperate Housewives off Netflix, but now it's on Hulu, and
it's a good show.
I've watched it all, but I'm gonna rewatch it.
They always upload like the new episodes. I don't keep up with Shark Tank, but they always upload like the new episodes of Shark Tank on
there. I do like that about Hulu. I can tell they're a little bit more current in like getting things up.
They are. What else? Bachelor's always on Hulu first.
Oh, true.
This should be a Hulu ad.
I know, for real. Wait, so what show have you been watching lately? We both have favorites as our shows.
So I've been watching How to Get Away with Murder on Netflix, and I already like watched it up until, I forget what season they're on. I think they're on season 5, so I watched all of like season 4. And then I don't watch it in real time. I wait for the season to be posted because I like to binge. And
same. I like to binge.
Yeah. But the cliffhangers are so bad because at the end of every episode, I'm like, if I was watching this in real time, I would want to lose my mind because it's like
when we were younger, like when the Pretty Little Liars episodes was coming out or whatever it may be, like we had to wait.
I know, but the cliffhanger at the end, it's like, okay, at least I could just click next episode. And apparently this season ends, I'm like halfway through, and apparently this season ends like crazy, but I really am liking it. I just love the show. I love the characters. The characters actually are pretty unlikable, but...
I started watching an episode or two with my friends. It's interesting.
It's like Scandal, but different.
I like it because it's like that professor that like is teaching it, kind of, right?
It's or like whatever. College meets Scandal vibe.
Yeah, I love Scandal.
So I would say, people would probably like it. It's not too like, I remember when I first heard about it, I was like, How to Get Away with Murder? Like, I'm not into like murder and like that kind of like stuff. Yeah, and it's not, it's it has not like nothing that. To do with that. It's more of like.
It's like law stuff.
Yeah, like legal. But then even legal drama, I'm like, that sounds boring too. So it's.
But don't you just love a good court case scene in, like, a movie or a show? You're like, oh, get him! Like, I know. Elle
it's like
Woods,
girl boss vibes. Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. But yeah, I can't watch a ton of that, but I can.
How about you? Another TV gal?
Another kind of boss show. I've talked about it in my videos a lot. I've probably mentioned it on the podcast, but The Bold Type. I just finished all the episodes that are on Hulu right now. I think they are constantly uploading new episodes as they come out live. It is just such... It's literally the epitome of a girl boss show. Like, they have covered, like, every single dang issue in this world right now on that show.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
Like, I mean, they literally talk about everything. Like, freezing your eggs, like, cancer, like, birth control. Like, I know that's just, like, a few. And then they talk about, like guys in the workplace.
Dating.
So... And it's just, like, the way... It's, like, about three best friends and the way they handle everything. And it talks about diversity. Like, it really inspires me to, like,
one of them makes, like, no money. And, like, they have to, like, deal with, like, financial stuff. Like, it's, like, very, like, real...
But it's also, like, based in New York City, and they, like, dress cute, and they work in a magazine. Like, it's, like, cute stuff.
Yeah.
It's so good, and it inspires me.
It's actually, like, it's so funny, because it's, like, Freeform, which you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
It to be, which is, like, the new ABC Family. Mm-hmm. I can't get over it. I will not, Freeform. I'm not going to call it that. It's
ABC
Family.
I know, did you
family.
Just call it Freeform? That's fine. I was like, you? No, it says Freeform before every, no, I know.
So it's just, I guess that's on brand for, like, the network. It's just kind of, like, for me, I'm like, it's hard for me to get used to it. I don't know. You would think that it would be, like, almost like a Netflix original or Hulu original or something, because it's... speaking of TV, Handmaid's Tale comes back in, like, a month, and I watched the preview for that, and that's another show.
Is that on
show.
Netflix?
Hulu.
Hulu. Okay.
It's a Hulu original.
Did you watch The Act? Have you ever gone
yes.
into The Act?
Oh, that was good, too.
I have to be in the mood to watch
I've been watching
it.
A lot of TV, I guess. Dang.
We both have. I get in phases. Like, when I'm done with Gossip Girl, because I do Gossip Girl every fall, then I, like, get in this rut.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm kind of in the mood to watch a lot of TV this summer. I mean, obviously balance it out, like, being outside and stuff.
Yeah. I love getting into a good show. Oh, I love it.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I guess you don't know your whole setup for your apartment next year, but next year, like, I'm going to have a roommate, and we're sharing my TV I have right now in my living room. But, like, I've never... I shouldn't get a TV for my room.
I don't have a TV in my room, but I'm the only one in my house that doesn't have a TV in my room.
Yeah, I've never had a TV in my entire life. You haven't either?
Well, I mean, growing up I did, but I never used it, because I would just watch stuff on my computer.
Yeah.
I don't watch... You even do, like, the YouTube on the TV out here. I don't... Like, I watch everything on my computer or my phone.
I do when I'm at home. I watch it on my computer in bed, but for some reason I'm here, I don't want to.
But I had a TV in my room, but I never used it. Like, it just sat there, and I was like... And it was, like... smallish, so it was like it just didn't really make sense. It's like I might as well just watch my computer then.
And then it's like then Delaney and I can make it a social thing and just watch out here, and then when you go to bed you go to bed.
It's just hard because then you have to be on the same like TV watching page.
I know. And her and I'm noticing we do have different tastes in shows. Like we like some of the same stuff, but other things, like, I don't know.
I feel like you guys will do a lot of your hanging out, like, out here, like in the living room space though, versus my house. Like if I want to watch something I go into my room.
Yeah.
Because we watch we watch the shared TV shows outside, or if we're not watching anything, usually we have, like, the news on or something.
Yeah. Well, I know, like, we talked about this new movie came out on Netflix. Did you see the ad? It was, like, Someone Great.
Yeah, I heard that's actually good.
I loved it, but she was like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna like that. I love, like, the girly, cheesy stuff. Like, that Last Summer movie just came out with KJ Apa.
It looks so good. I wanna watch that, yeah.
I love cheesy stuff. Like, I don't care. And she likes some of it, too. Sorry, Delaney, I'm not crapping on you.
So, Delaney, you suck.
No, I'm excited. Because she's a big coffee drinker in the morning, so, like, same. And, like, she, every morning, as far as I'm told, like, wakes up and has a cup of coffee and, like, watches TV. So, I kind of can't wait for that. So, we're gonna have fun.
That is fun, because two people is, like, manageable. You know what I mean? With five people, it's, like, we're all doing different schedules, like, running all over the place. So, it's kind of, like... You never know who's going to be home, which is why it's nice to, like, share location with your roommates and, like,
Yeah, it is really nice. And it'll be really stress-free, I think. It'll be really relaxing. Speaking of stress, I've definitely had stress, sleep issues. Especially, we've been talking about I'm perpetually tired. And, I don't know, I've just kind of always been curious about natural alternatives. I grew up, my mom's calling me. I was just about to talk about her. I've grown up kind of... you know, being exposed to natural alternatives. My parents are really into it. And I've been hearing a lot about CBD lately. Both my parents are kind of into it. So I did some research. Brooke and I both did some research and discovered Sagely Naturals. And I'd say when both of us tried their products, we just feel like we have to tell them about it.
Seriously.
Yeah, so basically, a little lowdown, CBD can be found in everyday plants like broccoli and kale, but it's most abundant in hemp. So Sagely Naturals extracts their CBD from hemp plants grown in the U.S. and puts that into their products. So you can kind of just, like, do more of what you love. It just kind of allows you to get in a healthy and good state of mind.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are, like, CBD is such a big buzzword right now. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, properly educating yourself on it, it's not... I think that people hear that word and they're like, what is that? Like, it's either scary or it's, like, you don't know. It's kind of trendy. So definitely look into it.
Yeah, like, it's THC-free, which makes me super comfortable. It doesn't have any of the psychoactive effects, which was really important to me.
Completely.
And, like, I did a lot of research into that because... I'm just personally not into that. So this is just totally on another spectrum. And I have a lotion. They have supplements. There's sprays, essential oils. Brooke has the Tranquility one.
Yeah, I actually have been taking the Tranquility, like, pills when I'm feeling, like, overwhelmed and stressed or just, like, need to chill. And I'm a big fan, I will say.
And I used the Relief and Recovery CBD cream the other day because my legs were sore from the Stairmaster. And I just, it's like kind of like an, I don't know, it's just really nice. So I just put it on my legs and it just felt really good. It's kind of like
a tingly feeling. I just put it on. It's like a cooling.
Yeah. It feels really good. So we're so happy with Sagely Naturals. And we've arranged for all of you to get 20% off your first order to kind of get into it. So go to sagelynaturals.com/gals on the go. That's Sagely Naturals.com/gals on the go for 20% off your first order today. Sagelynaturals.com/gals on the go.
Check it out.
Check it out, baby.
And now we can finally talk about summer.
Summer, baby. Oh my gosh, that movie.
I'm in the mood. I'm kind of in the mood to watch it.
16 more minutes. Oh wait, that's
a different one.
That's about
summer. Is what time is it? Summertime. It's our vacation.
Time's the
party time.
School's out. Scream shout.
That was literally like when I was like working on my final assignment, we started saying it. I was like, summer. And I felt like so lame, but.
No, legit. Oh my God. So good. Wow.
That's the weirdest thing for me, I think, is that I'll never have like a traditional like summer again.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that was depressing. But you know what I mean, though? Like, what I'm getting at. It's like, it will never be, like, a break from something else. Obviously, I could take, like, vacations from work and stuff, but it's not, it's never going to be, like, a, oh, I'm on break from school.
Like, spring
and
break.
Yeah. I mean, you could do, like, a life spring break and, like, just, like, you know, use your days off and do that, which I could totally see myself doing.
Yeah. I think, well, like, Katie Bellotti did that.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, it's time for spring break. Like, my body's just used to it, so I'm going to do this, like, my own spring break, which I admire a lot. And I think as you're working there, you'll get more of a feel for, like, everything. But I think the summer is going to be really, really fun. Ah! So your first trip is what, going to Boston?
Yes. So I am graduating on Sunday. I need to look at a calendar while I'm doing all this because, honestly, my brain is so jumbled. I'm leaving on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'm all over the place. Graduation's on Friday. Then my family, my mom and dad are going to help me move out Saturday. Thank gosh, because I need all the help I can get. And then Sunday we drive back up to New York. I think my mom and I might make it a 2-day. So, like, we'll probably get home Monday.
That's
and then
good.
I think we're aiming to go to Boston 16th, 17th-ish time, but it's just so overwhelming with my brother's lacrosse schedule and stuff. He's still
really?
In high school. Yeah, and I want to be able to see him play too, so we're really unsure of the date, so nothing is really booked. It's kind of, like, weirdly overwhelming for me too right now just because I don't have a place yet, and I've been filling out some applications online, but I don't know if I'm going to like them. Like, I need to go see them in person.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
So that's why I'm like, sure I'll fill out this online application and stuff. Like, I don't even know if I would take it if I get it. So it's
no,
like,
you need to go visit. Like, even if you're there for 48 hours, I think it's completely worth it. Just kind of get an idea of the surroundings.
Oh, yeah.
And make sure you're comfortable.
I want to, like, drive around, walk around, like, do the whole bit. So,
yeah.
That's going to be, I guess, my first, like, quote-unquote trip. I might go to work with my mom one of these days, though, too.
Oh, you like doing that.
I mean, she works in Pennsylvania. So even just a little girl's trip. I just haven't been around my parents that much at all this semester, so I want to spend a lot of time with them.
Oh, for sure. You have to.
Yeah. What about you? First trips?
So in May, the first thing, or the only thing I'm doing, I'm not going anywhere. My friends from here are coming to visit me.
What the heck? I didn't even know this.
I didn't tell you this?
No.
And, like, you know when people are like, yeah, I want to come visit you. And you're like,
yeah,
okay,
it's always like that.
Like, and I didn't think my friends were serious. And they're like, we made dates. Like, they're coming.
Is Delaney coming again?
So, yeah, like, all my friends said they're coming. I doubt, like, all of them are
coming. Are they going to drive?
So, some live in southern Georgia, so they're driving. And then the ones from Atlanta are flying.
Oh, my God. How many are...
As of now, it's Delaney, Dawson, Katie, Isabella, Madeline, Emmy.
Shut up. This is like a squad.
It's going to be like six. And then maybe Delaney and Winter. So, like, two Delaneys.
Wait, that's so fun.
Yeah, I know. And so they're going to come the second to last week in May.
That's
and,
so what is that, the 24th?
Yeah, like, that whole week they're gonna come, and we're gonna, like, go to the beach, so my brother's gonna take us
on
the boat.
So fun.
I know, I'm so excited, because I've always wanted them to come, and I didn't think they were serious, and they're like, no, like, I really want to go, because Tampa is a dope place, and
so
they, like,
dope.
Take us to that Oxford Exchange brunch place you
always
go
to. Oh my God.
And I can, like, show off, because, you know, we're always here in Georgia with all our friends, we go home with them.
Yep.
So I'm so excited to, like, show them, like,
that's
where
so
I come
nice,
from.
That's so nice, because people always say, like, yeah, I'll come visit, but they never do, so it's... That's good you're doing it sophomore year, because...
Yeah, so it brings you closer, you can kind of get an idea, like, my parents really don't know my friends at all.
Mm-hmm.
They know my hallmates,
mm-hmm.
but they don't really know my friends, mm-hmm. so I'm really excited about
that. That's the weird thing about college, because it's not, especially if you're not from in-state, like, we're not bringing them back to our house, because you probably know, like, Delaney's family, because she lives in-state,
yeah, that's honestly the extent, though. I mean, yeah, I've met, yeah, that's true, I have met all their parents.
But even so, you just meet them, it's not like your home friends, where it's like... You literally live at their house, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. It's so different. Like, and I really love knowing families, too. So that's definitely something
you're
I have
so
to,
like,
adjust. I'm so like that. Like, I'm excited to go home. And they get to meet my friends from home, which is going to be worlds collide.
That's
very
so dope.
Interesting.
I didn't even know that. So that's, like, what, weekend of the 24th? So you're chilling until then?
Yeah, so I'll just be... Well, I was going to do a Maymester this May.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to. And then I decided not to because Freddie's got... Like, I have in my calendar, he's, like, an athletic banquet. We have this, like, baccalaureate thing. Like,
because he's graduating.
He's graduating.
Big, so big summer, yeah.
You know, he's going to have a grad party. Like, there's just stuff I want to be home for in May. I'm excited. I think May's going to, like, we have Memorial Day, which is always fun. Like, barbecue vibes. Like, I am excited for
barbecue
summer.
Vibes.
So I wanted to talk to you guys briefly about HelloFresh. You guys know we love it around here on Gals on the Go. HelloFresh does all the meal planning, shopping, and prepping so you can focus on a healthier you and just a happier life. I'm so excited over the summer. I've just been like trying new recipes out, and HelloFresh allows you to do that with fresh pre-measured ingredients and easy to follow 6-step pictured cards. We love pictures. Pictures are just...
Because then it shows you like how to plate it, you know?
Yeah, and it's like cute and
beautiful.
Prep it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. And they have 3 different plans to choose from. You can do the classic, veggie, or the family. And you can switch it up. Like one time I did the classic. This week I did the veggie. And it's just kind of really yummy. And it's just fun to get out of the recipe rut. Brooke and I are both big fans.
Big fan.
So if you want to get started with 8 free meals, that's $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com and enter the promo code GALSONTHEGO80. That's promo code GALSONTHEGO80.
Yeah, yeah, summer is fun, and you'll just have, like, your little chill time, which is, like, so, so nice.
Yeah, and then beginning of June, I think we're going somewhere.
Oh, wait. We have a little trip planned.
Yeah. We are so annoying about this trip. I don't know why.
So we leave, what, June 6th?
We're leaving June 6th for Greece. I'm so excited.
Me
from
too.
Athens, Georgia to Athens, Greece.
It hasn't hit me yet. That's like exactly a month away now.
Yeah, and I'm excited because, so if you guys didn't know, we're going to Athens. We're going to Athens. We're going to Greece.
To-
doing like a Greek islands trip. I'm flying to New York first so that Brooke and I can do a flight together to Greece.
And I know, Daniel. But I'm going to be plugging in. Sorry.
That's what Morgan did. We went to Spain last year. Like, as soon as we sat down, headphones on, neck pillow, like, the whole nine yards. But I know how to do it now. I'm not good at long flights.
Oh, really?
I can't sleep on flights.
You know what? Okay, literally,
should we take our CBD?
I was going to say that and bring the CBD rollerball. I've been, like, really big into that.
Oh, I didn't get that one in
my
set.
Oh, my gosh. I have a little rollerball,
okay,
and I've been putting it on the temples.
I'll
bring it so that we can just sit there and zen out. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Literally. Okay. Okay.
I know. Well, last trip, Morgan and I, like, I let her take the window and I took the middle, but maybe we could both just do, like, I want to sit next to you, but the window is so much better for sleeping.
I know. I like the, I'm a window.
Yeah, so unless you don't want to sit in the window,
especially
because
I know it's really bad for your legs. Like, you're supposed to get up and walk around. So I guess I will on an international flight get up and walk around, but I don't like that. I don't need the aisle because I don't have to pee that much.
See, I do. That's the
problem. I know, yeah.
But I'll probably still try and get window if I can. Not. I hope you guys care about this. But yeah, I think we're going to have so much fun because when Brooke and I traveled together, it's like this just magic. Like, we went to LA, we had the best time.
Yeah,
like,
we just laugh about the dumbest stuff.
Oh,
and
my,
like,
gosh. Like, in the hotel room at night's my favorite. We just get delirious. It's so funny.
And Danielle gets scared and makes me put the light on.
Oh my God. I was thinking about it the other day. I thought someone was in our room and I go, Brooke, turn on the light.
She gets the creeps.
Gosh,
the
we've
spooks.
Had so many memes. And we're going to try, and I think we're going to try and record, like, a podcast episode while we're in Greece, which would be kind of lit.
Yeah, we'll talk more about, like, EF and our trip and stuff then. I think that would be probably wise. Because a lot of people have questions about, like, group travel, because it is a group travel thing, which I'm excited to meet new people.
You know what could be fun? I mean, we didn't talk about this, and I'm just thinking about it. Like, I mean, I don't know what your schedule is like, but I could come to you, like, a couple, like, a day or two early. So we
could
just
be down.
Record, because I love where you live.
Oh my God, come to my house.
I mean, I just invited myself. But
yeah,
I was,
you're like, I could come to
I
your
could
house.
Come if you want. Well, no, there's so much to think about, and it's going to be so busy, but that is, well, I guess my brother graduates on the 2nd, but.
I know, there's a lot going on that
There week. Is a lot, but, like, even if I came a day early, because I'm, like, wondering if we really can bring a mic with us to Greece.
Oh, no, we can.
I mean, yeah, you're right, we can.
I'm putting in my checked suitcase, it's coming.
Okay. Gals on the go.
Gals on the go. Do you check a suitcase when you go? Like, were you planning
Last
on
Last time, they suggested we don't, but everyone on my trip did, and I regretted not.
I think I'm going to.
Because we're not flying in between, right?
I think it's only, like, buses and, like, other forms of transportation. I think as long as you can carry it and, like, lift it and stuff yourself, it's fine. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, there's not as many places that have, like, elevators and stuff. Yeah, I'm checking this time. It sucked.
And we're
going to
be bringing all, like, lightweight clothing pretty much because it's going to be very hot.
We're just going to do a ton of Princess Polly stuff.
Yeah, do we even know what the weather is going to be like?
It's going to be warm for sure. I'm so excited. I've always wanted to go to Greece. Such a bucket list place to go.
I know. We're going to...
Doing all the islands. We're just going to have so much fun. We're going to be vlogging.
The average low is like 70, so it's going to be pretty warm.
Pretty warm.
Oh, but before we go any further, I want to quickly talk to you guys about Drop. Drop is a free app that's giving out cash rewards to over 3 million members for the shopping that they do every day. So you're going to link your debit and credit cards when you sign up, select the stores you shop at the most, and you can earn points for what you spend there. You could redeem gift cards for places like Amazon, Sephora, Lululemon, and more. It's so easy to use. It works in the background, so like you don't have to like go into Drop every time. It's just going to like naturally do it. The experience is personalized, so you can earn and redeem from brands that are super relevant to you and your preferences. And unlike other reward programs, you'll be able to earn across a number of brands and accumulate points very quickly. The brands you're earning points from are the ones you literally spend with every day. So it's not like abnormal stuff. It just works. So for a limited time, if you head to the App Store or Google Play and sign up for Drop using the code GALS, G-A-L-S, you'll receive a $10 Starbucks gift card right away. So we're literally giving you like a free gift card. Okay.
I'm going
to
do it.
Okay. So make sure to link a debit credit card on the app when you sign up to redeem this reward. So once you get the app, a reminder, this is the Drop app, D-R-O-P, and use the code GALS for a free $10 Starbucks gift card. Okay.
That's like 2 cups there of coffee.
There you go. Cheers.
Boom, done.
That's
there
like
you go.
2
You're
cups
welcome.
Of like premium coffee.
Yeah,
like
premium.
Like nitro cold brew.
Yeah, I know. I need to try that. It's so cute looking. You're just like drinking it. And I love that there's no straw. I'm into that.
I'm into these cups, yes. Yeah, it's just very...
I support it.
It's. I mean, you can try a sip. I don't think you're going to like it. It's very,
Is this literally just the
sweetener? Yeah, it's just black. It's, I don't think you're going to like it. It's very black.
I mean, it wasn't bitter, though.
No, it's smooth.
It's soft. It's smooth.
Smooth on the tongue.
I've seen Maggie post a lot about this. Is this, do you get the foam on top?
It comes, so it's like, the difference between, like, the cold foam is that that's, like, an add-on versus the nitro is literally, like, nitrogen-infused coffee, so it's not actually, like, a sweetener or a cream or anything. It's just like foam. It's like Nespresso.
Okay
because you know, cool. Nespresso, when you do just an espresso pod, it's like kind of foamy.
Yeah,
it's the same idea.
Oh, okay. It's just like kind of like bubbles on
it's
the
not
top.
It's not actually like creamy, if that makes sense.
Yes, I got you.
Versus I really like the cold foam cold brew, which that they like,
that's what I was thinking of. Okay.
It's literally they pour the cold brew and then they pour the cold foam. But the nitro, fun fact, they don't let you do a size bigger than a grande because it's too much caffeine.
Really?
Uh-huh. So that's when you
did
know.
Did you try to order a venti and they
my mom
you know?
Did and they were like, sorry. But then you could just get 2 grandes, you know, if you really wanted it. But
dang,
then I guess you would
good
die.
To know. Wow. So that's like intense caffeine. If I really needed it, I'll just like close my nose. And
no, you can get this with
you
cream.
You can like get it sweetener. Oh, yeah. You can put cream in it?
Yeah.
Why don't I just do that?
I mean, go for it.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to get the
try
nitro
it.
Cold brew with a little cream.
Yeah, I think it comes up on the thing like sweet cream, I'm pretty sure. It was like on the menu next to it.
Oh, yeah. My friend Becca, your grand little got that the other day and made me try it. It was really,
really?
Good. Yeah.
Oh, love Becca.
Yeah. I love that.
So, continuing with the summer plans. Now
pulling
we're
out the calendar. Again.
Now we're in
Greece.
So
we're in Greece. Went to Greece. A good time.
I'm starting my life.
Yeah, we get back like the 16th.
This is all pending I get an apartment, lol. I mean, obviously I'm going to. I just haven't signed anywhere yet. So then the 24th, I start work. I'm like,
oh my gosh,
thinking
have you started
of
shopping for like, what's the
attire? So they call it business casual, but business casual has become way more casual over the years,
like,
you know.
Are we talking jeans?
No.
Okay.
Fridays I think you can.
Okay.
But what I've been told, it's like a pair of work pants and like, because it's Boston, so it's gonna be called like a turtleneck sweater, like a like a bigger sweater like tucked into like work pants.
That's
and then
cute.
Like a bootie or something.
Okay.
So it's like professional, but like also like, I mean, it's all people my own age.
What about
though,
in the like when you first start, it won't be cold yet.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. So I think I'll probably, oh sorry,
like the blouses they have at like Express and stuff.
Yeah, I love Express for
Express
their simple
is
tops.
Be your best friend.
Yeah, they have really cute stuff and skirts, but they just have to be appropriate length. Dresses appropriate length, but I'm a big fan of a good business dress, actually.
There you go.
I am, like, with a little,
if you want you could do like a cool blazer.
Yeah, it's just gonna be hot in the summer, but I guess you're in air conditioning all day, so.
Well, no, when it starts to get a little colder.
And I want to be, I do want to, I'm probably gonna wear my more like professional stuff in the beginning than feel it out, just because I would rather be overdressed than underdressed, and I'm sure everyone the first day is gonna be like dressed up, you know.
Oh my gosh, you get to meet your coworkers.
I was thinking about this. It's literally
the people you're with every day. It's like school. Like
no, it's literally like I'm going to college again, in the sense that like I have to reintroduce myself and like redo the whole bit. I was saying like to tell them about YouTube. Like I feel like I'm starting over again.
I know. Well, they'll just look you up on Instagram and be like, oh, okay.
I know. It's like new friends though. It's so crazy.
I guarantee you're gonna have at least one person that knows your videos.
Yeah.
Which would be cool.
Yeah. No, there's some people in Gals on the Go that have written that they're working for Oracle too. Not necessarily in my office, but like in other ones. Isn't that kind of cool?
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. So I guess we shall see how that goes with reintroducing myself. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
I hope I meet some cool people.
I think you will. I'm so excited. And then, yeah, so you'll be starting work.
What about you then? I want to hear about the rest of your summer.
End of June. I don't have specific dates, but I'm going to come up to Georgia.
Hey!
Who am I these days? Well, I wanted to visit Delaney and her family over the summer because she's always wanted to like take me on the lake, and I was always just
so fun.
Cold.
Yeah.
And then I also have a boyfriend that lives here, so I'm gonna like visit him hopefully.
Hey.
I know, I'm pretty sure he's gonna have a pretty heavy internship and be pretty busy, which is good, but I want to be able to see him at least once over the summer. I'm literally doing another long distance relationship, lol.
It's only for a few months at this time, and then you still have so long left of college. It's not even like you have to think about it yet. Like you're so good. Yeah,
I mean I've done this before, I'm chill, we got this. But I would like to see him, so I'm just gonna stay with Delaney and her family probably only like 2 to 3 nights, nothing crazy. And then come home, and then I always have a family reunion in Illinois every summer. That's literally my getaway. It's like going to camp. It's like in the middle of nowhere,
camp
on the lake.
It's so fun.
My grandparents.
Yeah. What days is this? Is this July or June?
Well, we usually do it for the 4th of July, but I don't know if it's going to be actually on 4th of July this year or not. But it's like around then, and then July 6th, I head to New York for 2 weeks with Marco.
Woo! So talk more about that, and you know, the work of it all.
So sorry, I'm like losing my voice. So Margo Lee and I, if you guys watch her on YouTube, she's amazing. We are interning for Wave this summer. I'm so excited. And the last 2 weeks of the, it's a remote internship, and the last 2 weeks, so I guess I'll be working on that internship all summer as well.
Also, if you want to hear more about Wave, we did a podcast episode.
Yes, go listen to that, so I don't have to like get super into it. But yeah, Julia, the CEO, is so inspiring, so amazing. Seriously, a gal on the go. So listen to that episode with her. To like, we kind of talk about the internship and everything. But Margo and I found an apartment. We haven't been approved for it yet, I don't think. But it's like an Airbnb that we're going to be living in for 2 weeks, and we're just gonna. One of the main reasons, two reasons. I wanted my first internship. I wanted something under my belt. And I wanted to see if I actually like living in New York City. Because I'm like, yeah, I want to move to New York City after college. How do I know that? Like, the most time I've been in New York City is like 4 days. So, I mean, 2 weeks, you know, a little bit more. It's not that much longer. But it'll be cool to be like a working woman in New York City for 2 weeks. So it's not like a full summer, but I just didn't want to do a full summer, and this kind of just worked out perfectly.
At least you're getting some experience under your belt too. Gabe didn't know. I said my best tip I can give you is just to start, you know, like start now.
Start somewhere. Yeah, you inspire me because like you started doing like you worked with coffee and clothes, right?
Yeah.
And that was just something to do, get an experience. Like I've honestly never really worked for someone before, so it's definitely something different because I started making money at the same time I could have started like doing a job like working at a grocery store or whatever, like most people did. Like it just, I didn't need to. I still really want to be a waitress. I don't know why. I want to. But anyways,
I really want to be a bartender.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that too.
I want to learn how to, that's like, I made this like list in my phone of like skills I want to acquire.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I put bartending. What else is on here? It's just like a random, like things I just want to like learn.
No, I know. My friends and I actually were looking at a bartending course this summer, because you don't have to be 21, I don't think, to like take a bartending class.
Really?
Something like that. But it was like really extensive, and we're like, we just want to do this like once a week.
Skills to learn eventually. DJing/beat making.
Oh, that's cool. You literally have a list. Of course you do.
Bartending and cooking. I want to take a proper cooking class, even though HelloFresh is helping me, but like,
yeah,
barely.
HelloFresh is great because it's like they just give you your stuff, but like, it'd be nice to kind of know.
I still don't know how to, like, chop, though, you know.
Yeah, people always come on my videos, like, your finger's so close to the knife. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, dangerous. Oh, it's like roulette.
But speaking of DJing / beat making. How about, we'll hear a little bit about Raycon. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you guys should definitely check out Raycon. They're super sleek. They're really cool because they come with like different size like buds for your ears.
It's so cool. They like, it's like, here's your best fit. Like you have to try them all.
Custom, which is, that's like the biggest problem that other people have with alternate earbuds and stuff so that they don't stay in your ear. Like, people have different ear sizes.
Yeah, no one has the same ear size.
Yeah, come on. So Raycon earbuds are actually starting at half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was co-founded by Ray J, and other celebrities like Snoop Dogg are Snoop. That's oh, about, I was just listening to that song. Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have changed the game because they're super comfortable and easy to take everywhere. So they're stylish and discreet because they don't have, like, dangling wires or anything. So you just pop them in and you're super sleek. And, of course, they don't just look great. They sound great. So, aww, yeah, you guys are definitely going to go have to check out Raycon. They offer their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and an unbeatable price. So go to buyraycon.com/gals, G-A-L-S, to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/gals for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now's the time to get this amazing deal. One more time. That's buyraycon.com/gals.
Love that. We just got ours in the mail, and they're really cool.
Yeah.
I feel like a pro. I'm not a DJ yet, but...
neither am I, but that's on my list.
No, they are really cool. But yeah, so I'm in New York City. I'm going to try... I think that's when I'm going to come visit you in Boston. Once yeah. you're already settled towards the end of my internship, maybe, like, stop by Boston on my way home and then get to see your place, and we'll record more episodes together. Even though we'll be recording via Skype and everything, like... It'll be cool to, like, be in person, too.
And, of course, we'll be, like we said, like, doing our external, like, you'll record with Margot, like, you can record with Julia. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
yeah, it will be... We'll be doing interviews with other people and...
Other, like, friends. I think a lot of you guys have expressed on the show that you like when we do interviews with people that are, like, very, like, relevant figures in our lives.
Yeah.
So I think, like, doing it with, like, our friends and stuff would be cool. Like, yeah. you to friends, social media friends, like, people yeah. in the space. Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
We'll have a good little interview.
I know. So yeah, that's the end of the set. Well, then... Yeah,
yeah, then but then what is that? Then you're back to Florida?
Then I come back, and then I come back to Athens, like, August 2nd or something.
It's so crazy.
Ugh, I can't believe I'm about to be a junior. Like, I know you're like, wow, I'm about to graduate, but I can't believe I'm already about to be a junior.
No, junior
I really thought this was going to go by slow.
Yeah, I mean, think about, like, the two... Yeah, because you came to college 2 years ago. Junior year is when it starts to get, like, hit, like, real, when you're like, oh my god, I'm, like, a... Junior, yeah.
Junior. No, I know it is kind of crazy like that. I don't even know, man. This summer's going to be good. This summer's kind of random.
What year do you graduate? What's the year?
2021.
You're not going to be able to do that thing where it's like, ours is like seniors with the like 19 in it. Like, what is yours going to be?
Yeah. Well, the 2 could be an S, kind of. And then 21 could be I don't know. They always find ways to infuse it somehow, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. So we also asked you guys on our Instagram, at Gals on the Go. Is it at Gals on the Go podcast? I'm losing
yeah.
my mind.
Yeah. Gals on the Go podcast, yeah.
We should try to get at Gals on the Go.
I know. I don't know who's got that right now. Hit us up if you know who's got it.
Also trying to get that verification. That would be dope.
We should get verified.
I need to freaking get verified. That would be really cool. Instagram.
Well, it's actually like Facebook that like runs it.
I know.
At Facebook, at Instagram, at everybody.
I'm just a little bitter. Someone, my friend asked me the other day, she's like, oh, are you verified? I was like, no, screw you. Like, I'm sorry. That was aggressive. But
no, I would not get verified at this point in my life. Like, I just got lucky. I like met someone at BeautyCon and they were like,
really?
Yeah. They just like emailed me and were like, hey, if you want to get verified. Like, people always ask me and I'm like, I legit don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't have a contact. Like, I just woke up and it was there. I'm very thankful. It's helped me a lot in life, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, when you DM people, it, like, goes straight to them. I don't know, it's kind of hype.
You're just legit. Sorry. Not. Okay, well, we asked you guys on Gals on the Go podcast Instagram to submit your questions like we typically do. So, Danielle, scrolling.
I'm scrolling. I'm
scrolling.
Taking a look. gosh, there are so many good questions. I don't know what our vibe is. To answer, someone said, if you guys didn't go to UGA, where would you have gone?
I can name a top 3.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, so I actually decided I was going to UGA while I was still in, I guess, NOLA, touring Tulane. Well, I guess it's outside of NOLA, but I was, like, driving around the Tulane campus. It was just too expensive, and, like, we met with the people, and they were, like, not budging in terms of, like, finances. So that's when I decided. But my other top choice was actually University of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I always
did you like FSU?
No, I liked Florida more than FSU, actually.
Oh, I actually thought you liked FSU better. Huh.
And I think academically, not that they're all incredible schools, but I think Florida is very comparable to Georgia.
Yeah.
And, like, on just in terms of, like, the business school and stuff, it was, like, very comparable. Yeah. So I was like, oh, these are both, like, not that they were equal choices, but Georgia just had more of that, like, southern charm.
And, yeah, like, and Athens is just so cute. I don't know. I like Athens better than Gainesville.
All personally. Great schools, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone finds their place everywhere. So
what about depends. You? What was your other alternatives?
I mean, if I had to choose, it would have been either SMU, and this is at the time, this isn't now,
yeah.
But, like, at the time, my other places I really wanted to go were SMU in Dallas, Fordham in New York, and, like, it was probably just those two.
It's so funny because it's all over the map.
Yeah, I know.
Well, not really SMU, I guess, but.
No, it is. It's, like, Georgia, New Texas. York, and Texas.
I didn't apply to any schools in Texas.
Yeah, that's the only one I applied to.
Did you apply to any schools in Florida?
No.
Oh, you knew your... Well, I didn't apply to any in New York, so...
I know. My parents were like, wow, you really just don't want in-state. Yeah. I was like, nope. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. But I'm really happy here. I'm happy I came. There's always reasons to, like, go everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Completely agree.
Summer plans? Well, girl, don't worry. We just covered all that.
Where I'm interested in, like, what everybody else in Gals on the Go is up to this summer. If you're doing any... Obviously, it doesn't have to be trips, but if you have anything fun planned. So we'll do a little thread in the exclusive Facebook group. And chat so about good. Your summer. Summer's fun. It's just nice weather, you know, all around. I feel like almost everywhere in the country, it's just beautiful weather in the summer. Because I love visiting my grandma. Actually, she has a place in Maine. I hope I can get up there at some point.
That would be really cool.
After I start work.
Maine's beautiful. I haven't conquered that area yet.
Yeah, she has a cute little house. And it's actually not that far from Boston. So hopefully I'll be able to drive up there and visit her.
You wouldn't that be fun? That would be so cool. Yeah, that's the cool thing about living up in the Northeast. You can just, like, go so many places.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asks, would Brooke ever go blonde and would Danielle ever become a brunette?
I've done the blonde thing and it looked like trash, so absolutely not. I've
learned. Oh, you got highlights, yeah. No, I love you, brunette.
It just goes better with my face and my coloring and, yeah.
I feel you.
How about you?
I mean, I have, like, light brown hair and I get highlights. I'd go brunette if I really, like... I don't know, but I kind of like
I see
being
it was
blonde.
Like I love when you're like blonde.
I'm doing that when I
you
go
are?
Home. Like I like pulled up a photo and I was like, what happened? Like I've been going to the same girl and like we've been chill. But I think at one point it was like really blonde, so we toned it down. But like I'm showing Brooke a photo. I like,
oh my God.
I loved it when I was blonde.
I love that.
Like
that's
kind of like
that's my favorite picture of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, my hair looks so good there. My hair is already thinning out. I can like feel it. Like, I remember I used to hate having thick hair. My mom would be like, don't worry, like, when you're older.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, it's gonna thin out. And I was like, it's gonna thin out? Oh my gosh, like, I want it to thin out now. And now I'm like, oh my God, like, I get why it was nice to have thick hair. Wait, the Met Gala is this Monday?
It is?
Yeah, someone said Met Gala is this Monday. Any opinions on it?
That's dope. I'm excited to see the like looks.
Oh my gosh. I just watched the documentary called The First Monday in May on Netflix. So good. It's about the Met Ball.
Wow,
Met Gala.
I didn't watch that.
Someone said, not a question, but love you both.
Love you more.
Love you. Mwah.
We love our little GOTG community, yeah. Though, in all seriousness, you guys are the best.
Someone said, Danielle, what are you most excited for junior year? I'm Ooh. Excited to, like, really be established and just, like...
Solid.
Yeah, have a solid year, have a solid friend group. Like, I remember when you started your junior year, you were, like, solid.
Completely agree.
And I just can't wait to, like...
You need to do a video talking about, video...
A podcast.
Pod, talking about the transition from freshman to sophomore year. A lot of people seemed like they related with that.
Yeah. What's your Enneagram number?
I've never really done the test completely. I really need to.
I think I'm a 1. But then Taylor was like, I feel like you're a 3. I don't know.
I don't really... I mean, I like I'm just not really that into Enneagram. Yeah.
What is Brooke looking most forward to in Boston?
I really am looking forward to meeting new people. I think, I mean, I love my Southern people and my Southern friends, but I think I, like, just identify a lot better with people from the North, so I think I'm ready to, like, reunite with, like, the North and just the people there, and I think everyone's more, like, my vibe, if that makes sense.
That's so true. What are y'all's current favorite podcasts?
Girls Gotta Eat every Monday. I'm on that gang. I literally wake up on Monday and listen to it in bed because I'm, like, that excited for it.
Oh, that's so cute. I, like, haven't been on my podcast grind as much lately. I was, like, really on it. I was listening to Girls Gotta Eat all the time.
And then Skinny Confidential comes out Tuesday and sometimes Friday. So I, like, know the dates. Let's see, what else do I like?
I was listening to Caitlin Bristow off the Vine lately. It's kind of entertaining. And when she was on Skinny Confidential, I was listening to our old episodes last night.
I know. Daniel was sending me like, oh, the times have changed.
Yeah, it was so just crazy. Like, I was listening to our dating podcast and talking about how we were both single and like we both hadn't had certain experiences yet, so it was just, like, interesting.
And, like, people haven't been in our lives and stuff.
Yeah, so no, that's crazy. What I mean. Like, yeah, it's so crazy.
We're old. Not really, but...
No, I know. What's your zodiac signs?
Do you know you're, like, moon rising, like, all that stuff, yeah. too? Okay.
I'm triple Virgo.
Yeah.
And then you're...
I'm an Aries, and then my moon and rising are both Leo.
Okay, that's why I always would call you Leo, and I was like, no, she's not, but it's because maybe...
I have a lot of Leo in my chart. I have a lot of fire energy, roar.
Fire, roar.
Maybe that's why I'm so freaking impulsive. I literally decide I'm going to do something and do it.
We're both really into our zodiac signs, I'd say, because the second question was, how true to them do you think you are?
I completely identify with them, but...
Yeah, like when they do, what is it called, like, horoscope bingo and stuff? You like click yeah. and you're like, wow, this is literally me.
Yeah, I think you have to... I'm not, like, so educated on it that I should be more educated on it to talk about it like this, but I think that you should look up your, like, moon and rising sign and stuff to really, truly, see more. You know what I mean? Because I think people see their, like, the main one, and then they read one description of it, and they're like, I don't believe it. It's not real. But it's, like, you need to, like, dive a little bit deeper.
Yeah, I mean, it's to each his own. It's just if you want to take it for what it is. We can make this the last question. I think it's kind of interesting. If either of you weren't doing YouTube, podcasts, blah, 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 where would you have worked during the school year? Because, you know, people have
jobs. Oh, I love that. That's a great question. Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's so fun.
I feel like I'd be working at a clothing store.
I think I would probably be a bartender, realistically. A lot of people do that here.
Yeah.
And I could totally see myself doing that.
Or a waitress. Would you be a waitress?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think I'd be good at it. I just really want to.
Yeah, you're, like, into it. A lot of people bartend here. I would want to do it in a more, not that, like...
Like, nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have, like, places in town that are definitely more, like... I would work at, like, Clark's, honestly. I guess I would be a waitress there, too.
I'd work at Polly's.
I would love to work at Polly's, too. But Clark's is, like, a cult. This is, like, it's, like, a big joke here that, like, everyone that works at Clark's is, like... I don't know if you know that, but yeah, no. It's like there was like this thing on
Clark's people are their own like.
It was like there. A tweet. It was like clicks at UGA, and then someone replied and was like, "Can't forget the employees at Clark's," because that's it's funny. So true. They are like a big clique. They like love each other. It's cute.
Oh, that is really cute. Uh-huh. That's good though to like your coworkers. I think that's awesome.
But working at a boutique, I could also see would be really fun, like styling people and stuff. That's cute.
Yeah, I think it would. You know, I don't know. Like, I just feel like that's what I would end up doing. I don't know if I'd love it. I actually don't think I'd really enjoy working in retail.
I would also like to be, like, because I still am into social media. I know people that have, like, done the social media for, like, a local, like, bar company or something like that. Like bar meaning, like, a Pilates. Like, you not, like...
Oh, I thought you meant... I was like, No.
I meant, like, there's this place called... What's it called?
You mean not pure?
Yeah, like people. Pilates. Like if you do their social media, you get a free membership. Like stuff like I could totally see myself doing stuff like that.
Oh well, that spin studio is opening up. I would love to be an instructor there. That'd be so fun. I don't have time, but it'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh my god, that would be so fun.
Be lit.
You know what I mean though. I think like that would be fun to do social media for like a local company.
Yeah, yeah, and like promote them and be the like ambassador and walk around campus.
People do social media too for like Cheeky Peach, like the boutiques and stuff like that's fun.
That's really true.
I don't know. I could see myself doing that.
I could see you doing that. Yeah, that was a fun question.
Yeah, that was fun.
Thanks for the creativity. We love new questions.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think we about covered it.
Thank you guys for tuning in today. I think it was...
This was all over the place, but you guys liked that, I heard, so...
If you like the chatty ones, you know, keep us in the loop, but always feedback is welcome. Gals... Whoa, I just burped. Gals, we give Facebook group a...
We love you guys so much. Thanks so much for tuning in. We will be back next week to talk about how to be productive over the summer, and we'll see you guys soon.
Woo! Love you guys. Bye. Bye.
Can't get enough of The Amazing Race? Then check out Now What with Jessica Graf on Podcast One.
How sweet is that?
Get all the details about this season as the former winner calls up players that get eliminated each week for some juicy mini interviews.
We accomplished more on Amazing Race than we did on Big Brother. Yeah. We were far more successful, so our crossover worked in our advantage.
Download new episodes of Now What with Jessica Graf every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more, and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price, so they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.